want to ask you, after the season opening game, just how are you feeling physically coming off that game?
Feeling fine. Just like any other game. I mean, you get the bumps and bruises and everything, but feeling fine. And just been working hard at practice this week. Been focused in, doing what we got to do to prepare so we're ready for Sunday.
You used the phrase, I think, wake-up call, Tom said, attitude, competitiveness after the game. How do you feel like you guys have responded this week to that?
I mean, any week we go out to practice, I mean, obviously we're preparing as high as we can to the max, learning about our opponent, going out to the practice field, and doing the best we can. And I feel like this is like no other week as we're preparing, but I feel like going out there to the practice, we're going out there like today with a demeanor, going out, making sure we get the things done right, and making sure we're doing everything right at a fast pace.
Do you feel like you guys need to prove mental toughness or something at this point?
I feel like after a loss like last week, you got to improve everything, your physical toughness, mental toughness, all that.
In your past experiences, is it ever challenging to go from the preseason to week one and then feel a difference from week one to week two, kind of stepping up to that regular season tempo?
You got that tempo down now. We played week one. We saw what it was, and just got to be ready now, be more prepared, be on our feet, be on our toes, ready to roll. I mean, I would say, I mean, don't really see that. I mean, you got the game speed now. You know what the speed's going to be going into week two. I mean, so we just got to be ready.
That may be a bit of a surprise in week one. Maybe you feel like you guys are on your heels a bit or no?
Just on the Saints. Not really worried about week one anymore.
When you think about just where you are right now, yourself as a player, do you feel as fast, as strong as you have in the past?
Yes. I mean, I feel like any other year. I'm not going to lie. There's some days, I mean, you probably see it out of camp. There's some days where you're struggling out there. And then there's some days where you feel like you're the fastest guy out on the field. You're moving the best. So you want to find a rhythm. You want to find a routine throughout the season, and I'm glad that we have a regular week this week coming into the game. I mean, it's kind of like the season routine. You know what you got coming up, and just being in a routine is huge, and that's what you got to maintain in order to sustain your max performance every week.
Is it when you're off the routine, does it throw you guys off as a team?
I don't know. I couldn't speak for other players, but as for myself, I mean, in the past, going on year eight, I mean, I'd thrown myself off my routine before, and I would say it definitely can mess you up, for sure, but that's why it's good to be back into a normal routine, like it's normal season, normal practices, and you want to stick to your routine that you know, and it's so far this week, I feel like made some improvements.
What did you get a chance to see from their defense when you looked at the Saints? I know they have young players here and there, but they seem to be getting after.
They're good defense. I mean, you got to be ready with their blitzes. They can bring not just linebackers out of nowhere. You can see their safeties flying up to the line of scrimmage right before the ball snapped and having the secondary blitz. I mean, you don't really see that often. So you got to be prepared for all their mix-ups and all those type of situations.
Rob, on that almost diving catch that you made last week, what happened on that? It looked like you were uncomfortable getting up.
Yeah, you just got the wind knocked out of you. I mean, you know what I mean? When you get hit in the stomach for like 30 seconds to a minute, you just feel like you can't move, like you're helpless. But that's all, nothing serious, just the wind knocked out of me.
When it comes to you running through the secondary, and I know we've talked to you before about being physical with defensive backs and how you have to almost kind of be careful of that because you may get a flag for pushing off or whatever because you're bigger than them.
Yeah.
How do you handle it when they're physical with you? Is it hard to restrain yourself from?
Yeah, I mean, I know what you mean. But I feel like whenever I think, like I think about that, like, oh, I can't be physical because of the referee, like I might get a penalty, I actually feel myself off my game. So I feel like I should just play my game and just worry about what the refs call and be physical. And I don't like thinking like that, like, oh, I can't be physical on this play at this guy. You just don't feel right. So I'm just going to stick to my game and just do what I got to do and do it better.
Do you ever feel like defensive backs take liberties in defending you because they are small, so they'll take a risk in terms of grabbing or pulling?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so if I was one of those DBs. And you've seen film over the last few years. I mean, I would definitely be doing that if I was a DB, 100%. I mean, don't really ever see it called ever, so just got to play with it, play how the game's called, and if I was a DB, I would do that too.
Is the opener a good example of that? I mean, it seemed like there were some liberties.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yep.
And then this game here, this stadium, I don't think you've ever, am I right?
No, we played a couple preseason games here before, so been here. Nice stadium. I like the domes. Yeah, that was always cool. I don't know, just cool atmosphere, like, yeah, inside.
Rob, how does losing affect you personally? I mean, is it easier for you to put it behind you, or does it linger with you?
No, I mean, it definitely lingers. I mean, basically until you can play the next game. I mean, it definitely stings for a few days, and every other day, I mean, it's like anything else. You heal the wounds as time goes on, so that's why we're just looking forward to the game this week. And once the week started, we just kept all eyes on the Saints and just preparing for them.
Piggybacking off Butch's question, Gronk, was you tweeted about doing some research about hurricanes. Is that as a coping mechanism after the loss, or just a thirst for?
I don't know. Actually, I never read that much information on them, and just so much press going on with it. My mom lives down in Florida in Fort Myers, so I was actually interested. I got a lot of friends down in Miami area. They're all hitting me up, talking to me about it. So it was just cool research and just learn things about human nature, man. It's awesome.
How are things in Fort Myers for your mom?
What's that?
How are things? How did your mom?
Oh, she did fine. She was in length enough. I mean, she stayed down there during it. She sent a lot of videos. So, I mean, I'm glad that she's safe. And she's just down there helping everyone else out now.
Are you glad they're replacing the field?
I mean, I'm not, I really don't have any comment on that. I'm not good with, like, I really have no problem. I didn't see the difference. I mean, once we get the new field, I'll be able to tell probably, but we'll see.
Rob, you mentioned you like playing in the domes. If it's loud down in New Orleans this weekend, how important is it for you guys offensively to be able to communicate nonverbally at times?
You always got to be able to communicate non-verbally. I mean, even at home, sometimes, I mean, time to the wideouts all the way outside. I mean, sometimes the home crowd even can get loud on the offensive side, like after a big play. But especially on the road, the crowd, especially in the dome, is going to be super loud. And to be able to communicate on the offensive side of the ball is a big, big part of the game.
Is there anything you can do, your teammates can do, people aside from Tom, to help maybe some of the new guys like Phillip?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes we see a newer guy in there that doesn't have much experience. I mean, I would say that they probably go over the signals a little bit more, the nonverbal communication a little bit more heading into this game. Make sure, stress it to them that they know what's going on. But also, while out on the field, a veteran player like myself or another veteran receiver can just maybe even whisper it over right next to. Like next to the guy like that and help him out.
One more question.
How would you describe this offense right now? Is it a work in progress, considering all the new guys and Julian's absence and all that?
After considering after last week, I mean, we got a lot of work in progress. Got to keep on working, and just got to come together and string some big plays together. All right, guys.
Thank you.